Blog Talk Radio.
Dr. Dean singing a song for you today, and hopefully the song meant something to you, and I know it did to me, and it's wonderful to be able to have you on the show. My problem is that my show today normally is an hour, however, it's going to be only for 30 minutes, which means I'm not going to be able to accomplish all the things that I wanted to accomplish. So these are some of the things that I'm have to get out of the way, first of all. I didn't schedule the show in time, so I only got a half an hour. But next week's show, we're going to start at 4:30 instead of 5. And so we'll try to do it for a whole hour from 4:30 till 5:30. Next week's show, I will also be introducing a co-host, a very close friend of mine who's in Connecticut, and who is a musician, songwriter, producer, and an author. And so we'll have an opportunity to talk for that whole hour period of time. And another thing that I wanted to bring to your attention is that we lost a real great jazz singer this past week. Last week, actually, she passed on. Her name is Nancy Wilson. Went to Central State University, a school that I graduated from. And she was a living legend as far as I'm concerned, as far as the school is concerned. But what we're going to do in the future is try to play some of her songs on another program period of time. Today, I had so many people who had indicated to me that they really wanted to hear more on Fats Waller. And so I just don't want to turn when you people call me or write in documentations of what you want, I'm not going to turn my back on you and say, okay, I'm going to do something different. No, what I'm going to do is listen and try to accommodate you. So what I did is I pulled up some information on Fats Waller. And I'm not going to tell you about it. I'm going to have his son, Maurice Waller, tell you about his father. So what we're going to start doing right now is listening to Maurice, who I think can tell us more about his father than we could ever consider to tell you about. And here is Maurice talking about his father right now.
30 people deep. Bottles, drinking, hey, facts, dude. So and so, he could only get him in himself. And he'd be like that all day long. For 5 years, he was in the room. And then, I said to him, I'm going to make him my president. He's going to take him to the university. Which was more like whiskey. I was telling him to the piano. And I was telling him to the empty. And I was telling him to start now like a after 3 o'clock, we went in the tunnel. We got a couple of the dancers in town. And after our place, they wanted to do business with the higher-ups of town. And they were allowed to remain open. They sold fried chicken. Hot business were running. And let's get sometimes gambling. Well, that's our bar. We get our time back and show up. After hours, so that's what we're doing there. We come in from work. We go down there and he ate quite a bit. We go down there. The owners of this event say, that's everything was in the house. They start running out the main business with the land. Delicious fried chicken they had there. And Tom's and a full-on frequent spirits. And there's this water. And if you felt like buying, which I was in the desert, and I would get from the shops, you'll go down to jail. And the guy says, I'm going to clear the jail, but he was having a lot of fun. The gates of the valley were all like diamond, like it's a fine diamond. You must have come out of my house, you know, I'm buying $10 a piece. Just come ahead, $10 a piece. General Rush used to come out of my house, you must have given my brother that $10 a piece. Yes, General Rush. Where everybody says, okay, do you need a bank balance to go against you? You want to start hoping you're back? I mean, anybody would stop by my house 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, ring the bell, and ring the head with me. I mean, they just like, let's go buy facts. 3 o'clock in the morning, ring the doorbell. My homemade, they come on in, they sit down and have a jam session. All his life is like that. The whole family life is like that. And when we moved out in St. Norman, my father had an organ put in the house. We used to have the neighbors coming over there at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. They just go in the name of God and bang it on me and sit down. And you keep on playing. You love the thing. My father got the idea to just build walls for me playing documentary. That's one song that I can say that I have direct learning on my father's name. And that was originally the first jazz I was ever written. After songs, he sold like $5 to $6 million. But after he sold, and he's got credit in ASCAP for 450, but my old man wrote it, he's 900,000 Jews. And he was 39 years old when he died. Andy was off, and my father both were ripped off by the publishers. My father would sell a publisher a song and give him $50 down, and then he wouldn't have seen any royalties for maybe a year and a half. And then when he get a check, it would be for $30 or $40. Now, the song will be on a hit parade, and my father would get $30 or $40. So what Andy and my father used to do, they used to go, there was a place in New York called at 1618 Broadway called the Burl Building, and most of the publishers in New York were in that building. So my father would write a song with Andy, and they'd get Andy to write about 6 or 8 sets of lyrics to the same song, and go into one publisher and sell it to them, go into another publisher with another set of lyrics and sell it to them, go into another publisher with another set of lyrics and sell it to them, and then when he got through selling it 5 or 6 times, he'd sit up and say, now you all battle out who owns the song. But he was constantly ripped off, so that's the way they off-balanced that rip-off. They used to do that. My father, for many a year, I mean, they were talking about taking him to court and whatnot for the same song, but they'd always sell it. You know, and they might have been publishing that and ripping my own man off. My father was the type of person that if he had $50 in his pocket, he'd start spending. And if he could now $50 for his now $50 for a week. Money meant nothing to him, just a man's time. He didn't put away money for a rainy day. My father never had to worry about bank accounts because he didn't have any. Well, he was just living every day, you know what I mean? My father spent a lot of money. And when the first Greek and Continental Army came out, my father bought it right away. As soon as he saw the car, he bought it right away. And I could come up to my father and give him a lot of stories. He had me money to give you. He's $10. That's all you need to do. Here's $10. Go and get yourself something to eat. And I had many friends in my life could have a poor old father. Any place he loved, he had a lot of friends. My father made CDs on major bonds. The first time my father ever really got serious, he walked out on the stage at the Carnegie Hall. I mean, and he played. I mean, he was kind of the epitome of a pianist playing jazz. Because my father didn't sing, didn't joke. I heard him in a worse way because he was trying to be a serious musician. And even doing a concert, somebody say, sing a song, Bats, you know what I mean? He's trying to be serious. You know, he's got a real program all played out. You know, it's all musical. And somebody else wants, let me hear you sing, Bats. How about the lame misbehavior? Right? Ah! Man, I used to have a Paul Green, my father used to rap the crap around him when he was singing. And he was big, he had 10 pounds, and start doing a thing. And people would fall out. You know what I mean?
Just well, we've all heard about musicians who can make a piano talk. Our guest this evening not only makes the piano talk, but he talks right back to the piano. And so, seated at the crockery box, ready to give out with Ain't Misbehaving and Handful of Keys, is the eminent composer and virtuoso, that harmful little armful, Mr. Fats Waller.
Right there for 1 minute. I'm going to try to pull up another documentary about him. That was Fats Waller in a documentary by him and some of that's by his son, actually. Maurice, the older son. There were two sons, and Maurice was the older of the two, who had an opportunity to travel around with his father when he was about 15 and 16 years old. And this right here is the information I'm going to give you right now. It's about Fats Waller, actually some more information that people really just don't know that much about him. I'm sorry we're doing so much talking, but in order for you to learn about what this man was all about and how he lived, you know, this man practiced 8 hours a day. People didn't understand that, but he hardly ever got any sleep. But let me stop talking and let Maurice tell you about him.
I didn't give a damn what he did. Right? And then he turned around and he said, well, how about an elevator boy? He said, okay, I'll play an elevator boy, but I will not play a shoe shine boy. So when I stopped to think about that, I said, he got them to give him this music, but what's the difference between an elevator boy and a shoe shine boy? So it's not anything different, except that my father wasn't going to give that. He wasn't going to give all the way down.
Mr. Bolden, I'm the one that's sure delighted to see you back. Thanks, man. You're looking fine. I hate to bother you, boss, but I thought maybe you could find a spot for me in your new show.
Why, you take differently, then. Your spot right here in this elevator.
Thank you, sir.
A lot of times, especially when black people talk about What line those people in those days act like that? That's the only way they could make any pitches. I mean, they didn't have any money to make pitches. The white people had the money, so the black people had to go along and lose it there in the time. Man, Terry Moore was one of those stars. They called them handkerchief brands, and whatever, that's the only way they could get in. And once they got in, they tried to make it a little better. And today, it's always going to be different, but it's people like my father and Abraham Lincoln, Willie Best. Those guys are the guys that made it able for guys to do what they're doing today. So you got to pay your dues. You know what I mean? I'm just having a child. I'm trying to help it because they're not talking. And I'm not talking to them or something. Because that's how you really get it. all of us classes were. But they just couldn't work because they're not accepted there. It's like in Chicago for the best of either as far back as the 40s or 50s. There were certain things in downtown, maybe a black chain or musician in the inside New doors. Because they're not fired. Well, I was in Southern staying with private families because there was no hotels for us. And maybe they have one little, sometimes they have a little hotel, black hotel, home hotel, but most of us stayed in private families. And with Camp Calumny, we had a train, we stayed on the pool. Must have gone down, I don't know, we was on the side of the pool, with the pool in, pulling a train into the tunnel. And a sidetrack of car, where the British car and the pilot car, with Cal Dennis, come out and get on the trail and across up the next day in the next town. My father played it before the Southern Circuit, but it went down to the south. They had a line down the middle, and the whites were on one side, and the blacks were on the other side. They were listening to the same music, but they couldn't intermingle. I mean, that was one bad thing about all that. And they would still intermingle, though, but they do kind of slip, like, you know, women be out in public, you wouldn't do that. But my father didn't play the Southern Circuit too often. Yeah, that's for that moment, that's the moment of the day, because he didn't like it. The next number is Welcome Back Again. Be so glad to get through. Entertain. It won't go away. It'll just entertain. You have to do it. Game of course. It entertains you. I mean, it's entertaining, like I break my collection. But that's the only time you know it, because you're all entertaining me, so Jesus, stop laughing. The minute my father walks in your place, it just light up.
Now, what I'm going to do is stop right there because, you know, a lot of people don't understand, but Fats Waller wrote that song called How Black and Blue. Why am I so black and blue? And what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull up right now some songs that Fats Waller did. And see, that's most people only think of Fats Waller because of Amen's Behaving. But this man had a lot more ability to write. Listen to this. Now, this particular song right here that you're listening to came from Stormy Weather. And the other person with him is singing along with Fats is none other than the great Bill Robinson, who was one of the fantastic dancers at that particular time, but also an actor. A lot of people don't realize that there was, just like there was separate music, black people had a section where they had their music and white people had theirs. The same thing happened in the movies. There was black movies and there were white movies. And so, consequently, we didn't share that much way back then in a day. So it was really, it's much better today because we have an opportunity to share each other's culture. And I'm going to see if I can pull up something else that he did. Basically, what I wanted to do was to tell you a little bit about what's going to happen next week. We're going to leave Fats Waller and go to someplace else. But in the background, you'll hear some of the music that Fats Waller wrote. As we conclude today's program, you've been with Dr. Walter Dean, and hopefully you've enjoyed as not only me being the host, but the a revisit of the life of Fats Waller, great musician, a person who really could play the piano, organ, write music, arrange music, and weren't that much he could do. But he spent so much time of his life drinking and philanderizing that consequently his life was not long. Passed on at age 39. And so while I'm going to fade out, I wish everybody a Merry, Merry Christmas. Next week will be past Christmas by the time we get a chance to listen to somebody else. But let's conclude the show with Fats Waller playing swing piano. Thank you.